I'm going to pose a question to you. God has asked you to found a new nation. New nation on Mars. Who are you going to pick? They probably wouldn't ask you, they'd probably form umpteen committees to decide that. And you know the old saying, when more is said than done, more is said than done, isn't it? Who did God choose? An aged couple, long beyond childbearing years, and homeless at that. I guess God could get away with that because, as our text said, he raised the dead and he created things out of nothing. God could do that. And indeed, Abraham didn't really have a place call home, even at the end of his life. It was only 400 years after trial and tribulation, after wandering through the wilderness, that they had their home. You put yourself in Abraham's shoes. God had promised you were going to be the father of a great nation, more than stars in the sky. Well, he was 75, turned 100, still nothing had happened. He counted his body as dead. And of course, Sarai was long past childbearing years. He tried to preempt the situation by taking Sarai's handmaiden to wife, had a child called Ishmael, and probably at his feet, the pride and prejudices of modern day Israel has remained. Of course, Jacob, one of his grandsons, Jacob, was a liar, a cheat, a con man. But out of him came 12 nations. Finally, God answered their prayer. And Sarai was listening to the conversation in the tent. Of course, they're not real soundproof, are they? And she started laughing when informed that she was going to be a mother of a child. So they named the son that was born Isaac, which means laughing boy. But that wasn't the end of Abraham's trials and tribulations, was it? Because when Isaac was a young man, God asked him to sacrifice Isaac. And isn't it a poignant scene in Genesis, I think 22? When they went, something to the very place where Jesus was sacrificed. Father, we have the wooden fire. Where's the lamb offering? We're told that Abraham believed that God could raise Isaac from the dead if need be. Isn't that trust? God did provide. Isaac was spared. But God did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, as Paul says later in Romans. Isaac trusted God. There are two key words that turn up in our reading. One is grace. Because when God started to form a new nation, it wasn't because of anything that Abraham had done, or Abraham had done. It wasn't because he was a particularly pious man, although he did worship God, first recorded. But it was through God's grace. You know, we have inherited a place because our text calls Abraham our spiritual father. And it's not because of what we have done or who we are, that we are part of God's holy people. It's totally by grace. Totally by grace. Same thing to receive all the wonderful things that God promises us as part of Abraham's nation. You know, the Jewish nation is a very strange thing. It's the longest living nation that has existed without a homeland. Nearly 2,000 years. Can you imagine that? Without a place you can call home. But the Jewish people are distinctive because of the rites and rituals that they followed. It's sad that they see that, or have not seen, that God sent his son to fulfill all the law that we cannot keep. That we're not perfect people. Probably got things you're ashamed of deep in your heart. God overlooks that in grace. Jesus died for our sins. He gives us the privilege of calling God Father, as we do in the Lord's Prayer. He gives us the privilege of receiving all the riches that Christ has given. His joy, his peace, and as our text finishes, life eternal in Christ. Aren't they wonderful things? That's ours. You know, I like Peter's version. Calls us a holy nation. And if you look at the AV, God's peculiar people. Of course, peculiar is meant in the old sense as meaning special, belonging only to God. I guess some modern day Christians are peculiar people in the modern sense too. In fact, the world regards us as that. But we've got a God who loves us. A God who has made us his children through word and through sacrament. The other big word that turns up in our text is faith, trust. Abraham trusted God. Now, a lot of us have experienced a lot of things in our life. Some good, we give praise to God for that. Some not so good. But he asks us, no matter where we travel, no matter where we face, that God is with us, to trust him. We now moved into Lutheran Homes, Hope Valley. They had 32 funerals last year. Or as Woodna folk said to me when we were about to leave, you are in the holding pens now. But we look forward, don't we, to what's coming. Because even our death becomes a gateway to heaven, to the joys of singing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive honour and glory and power and might, as John puts it. I don't know what liturgy they're going to use up there, but I tip it's not page 6. Be God's worship. And because we'll be opening our hearts and voices with praise to Jesus, it'll be a wonderful time. Worship like we haven't known, even though we have some good experiences down here. He's going to give us eternal life. He's going to be with him forever. No more tears or sorrow or pain or grief, but the joy of God's people gathered together in all eternity. You know, it's a tremendous privilege to be part of the family of God. To call Abraham our spiritual father. You know, of the 6 billion people in the world today, 2 billion, a third, call themselves Christian, followers of Christ. To be joining with that host in heaven is going to be a wonderful thing. Some of those folk are in dire straits. Because if you read things like Voice of the Martyrs or Barnabas or Operation Andrew, they live in countries where being a Christian is frowned on. I admire their faith, their trust in God to see them through despite what they're facing. Isn't it going to be glorious to join with those and to join with others whose lives that we touch, who God uses to bring into his nation, his people? Because that's what we're here for, isn't it? We might be in the holding pens, but God still calls us to work and to do, to share and to be little Christs in our world. Peace of God that passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus.